Hey, it's Alyssa Bonagura, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Big old moon, sky full of stars, me and you, and this old guitar. And I know I got some things I gotta do on my way back home. I ain't gonna chase money off pain. I'm just gonna do what makes me smile. If I fall, I'll be the one to blame. Gonna take my time with the heart of a child. I don't need to play no one's game. I'm just gonna let my soul unravel. Mean sky and dirt and gravel. Finding myself on the road less traveled.
Continue interviewing in Nashville, and Alyssa Bonagura, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, Alyssa Bonagura, that's me.
That's a strange name.
I know. Well, my whole family's Italian, but my mother, my maiden name is Bailey, which is Scottish.
Okay.
It's a Baillie. So I've got Scottish roots and Italian roots, which is a recipe for a lot of passion, I guess.
One thing's interesting about you and American country artists is that you've spent a lot of time in the UK.
Yes, I love the UK so much. My first trip to the UK was, I was a junior in high school. I was like 17. And my parents had a show in Thurso, Scotland at the very, very top. And so we flew into Edinburgh and we rented a car thinking it was kind of like America. I could just drive there. And it took us like 3 or 4 days to get there because we kept getting lost.
So your parents were artists as well?
Yeah, my parents were a band called Bailey and the Boys. So I grew up
okay.
in country music,
okay.
which is probably how maybe
now it's become, Bailey yeah. and the Boys, great band.
Yep, Bailey yeah. and the Boys. So I am an only child, and I grew up on the tour bus with them at like 3 weeks old. And they, you know, they were touring with Reba McEntire, Vince Gill. And so I was around that my whole life and just watched my parents sing every night and just really wanted to do it. So I've been doing it ever since. But they had a show in the UK, and that was the first time I went over there. And when I landed in Scotland, I was like, this feels like familiar to me. And I'd never been there before. And I just have a real, real place in my heart for England and the UK and Ireland. I just love it so much. So I've spent a lot of time there. I went to the Paul McCartney School in Liverpool.
I was going to ask about that. So how did that happen?
I looked up. So I've been writing my whole life. I started writing songs when I was like 11. But I started playing music when I was like 3 or 4, you know, just trying to understand how to create things. And then in high school, my dad and I started a studio in our attic because I really wanted to learn how to record the songs. And so he got me this 8-track mini disc recorder, and I would like layer all these parts. I had all these parts in my head that I wanted to get out on and record. And so he taught me how to record music. And I've just always been fascinated by that. And so I looked up places to go to college for music production and engineering. And the one place that I found that I wanted to go was the Paul McCartney School in Liverpool. Obviously a huge Beatles fan. And it was the only place I applied. And I told myself if I got in, I would go. And I got in on a scholarship and was there for 3 years.
You got a certificate from Paul himself.
I did, yes. I graduated in 2009. And I was there when one of my best friends is in a band called The Staves. And so Jess was there in a year with me and made some of the best friends of my life. I got to play Glastonbury. Got to open for Ringo Starr, because at that time, Liverpool was the capital of culture. So it was a really, really amazing, magical time.
Because you've opened up for quite a few big ones, like The Who.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was at Knowsley Hall Music Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, which is up in Liverpool. So I met Pete Wiley while I was over there. He's kind of like a Liverpool rock star from, you know, the 80s. And I joined his band for fun, playing guitar and singing with him. We got to do some pretty amazing shows together.
Good.
But,
well, let's talk about your music now.
Yeah.
So what music have you got out at the moment?
So I have a brand new song out called New Wings. It was my first, top 40 music grow, which is pretty cool to break this time. But it was the first song we've been to radio with. And it was a song I wrote in the pandemic. You know, I was in a band prior to this, and we were really touring the world, and we were opening for Rod Stewart and Steven Tyler, and it was a crazy whirlwind. And when the pandemic happened, I kind of lost everything and reevaluated my life and was really kind of soul searching with a lot of different things. And have you ever read The Alchemist, the book The Alchemist?
No.
It's a beautiful book by Paulo Coelho, this writer, but he also he writes a lot of different other things. And I found this poem by him called The Lesson of the Butterfly in my little healing journey, like through the pandemic. And the story is all about how this man is walking in a forest and he sees this cocoon hanging on a branch, and he sees this butterfly like trying to struggle out of the cocoon. And he feels really bad for it after watching it for a few like minutes, you know. And he's like, "What? I wonder if I got a pair of scissors and I cut it open, if it would help the butterfly." So he goes and gets the scissors and he cuts open the cocoon, and the butterfly falls to the ground with underdeveloped wings. And the whole point of the story is that the most important part of the butterfly's transformation is the struggle to get through the cocoon, because it strengthens its wings so it's able to fly. And that just like really hit home for me in like in a deep way. And I was thinking, you know, it's crazy because we were all going through a similar thing. Everyone had their own different scenarios, but we were all going through a similar struggle. And that's where New Wings came from, was realizing that the strength, you know, strengthening your wings is what makes you able to fly. Hey, it's Alyssa Bonagura, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I've been loved and I've been hated. I've been famous, I've been jaded. I've lost friends along the way I thought were always gonna stay. And sometimes change don't feel good coming in and moving things around. But it's the one thing I can count on, and I feel it moving in me now. Oh, I could never go back. No, I could never go back to the way. Like new wings on a butterfly ready to soar. I ain't gotta faith is redirecting me to right where I'm supposed to be. And as long as I got love inside my heart and trust my lucky stars, I know there's something great ahead that's better.
How many other records have you had out?
Well, I had an album out called Road Less Traveled back in 2016, and it was one that I kind of just really just made for fun, and it started doing something exciting. And then I was in a band called the Sisterhood Band for about 5 years, and this year and last year, the beginning of, well, really the end of last year is when I kind of started putting out this music. And this whole year I'm spending just releasing all these new songs that are on my record. I've got a new record that I made in the pandemic. And I just put out a music video today called Paper Airplane. And that's another single from the album. But they're all songs that really mean a lot to me. I write all from personal experiences in hopes that someone else hears it and it heals them a little bit, you know. And I love being an encouraging voice in this world of music. And so that's what I'm doing. It's what I'm up to.
Right. So when are you coming back to the UK to perform?
Actually, in August, I'm playing at the Millport Music Festival.
Oh,
in
brilliant.
Scotland.
Good.
It's taking me back to Scotland.
Going back to Scotland.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And it'll be fun to be in person. But really, I'm just spending, you know, we've got some other things in the work for touring. I'm looking at really 2023, but I wanted to get people introduced to my songs. And so that's why I'm releasing songs like just kind of every few weeks to get people introduced to who I am.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Hey, it's Alyssa Bonagura, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Tell me what you're doing right now. I'm just getting up, sipping coffee in my cup while the sun by you sinks down. Tell me all about your day. I bet you just poured some whiskey over ice. I wish I was there tonight, but I'm on the other side of the world, and I wanna be with you. Maybe we can meet in the middle somewhere. You pick the beach, baby, I'll be there. On the other side of the world, I could fall into your arms and dance underneath the same stars and be where you are. That we can make happen when you ain't so far away, and I don't have to miss you all.